Good day, this is Tom Rowe. You're tuned into Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio news, media news, sound art, radio art, and more. A radio show about radio. In the headlines, there is a third effort to rescind the recent broadcaster transparency law. Radio Inc. wonders again about the future of audio, and specifically in cell phones. The FCC will catch you up on an oversight hearing and an Obama commission appointment, and the Vatican's view on shortwave radio. We might visit the Museum of Endangered Sounds and more on Turn on the News. You're listening to Turn on the News. I'm Tom Rowe. Turn on the News is a radio show about radio from Free 103.9, a nonprofit transmission arts organization that works with artists that work with radio as their creative medium. Go to free103point9.org for more information about anything you hear here, or newsroom.free103.9.org. John Cage behind us as we catch up on radio headlines. We first go to Justin Elliott at ProPublica, who reports that a group of broadcasters are now formally asking the Federal Communications Commission to rescind a recent rule that would require some television stations, not all, just the major, larger ones, to put their political ad data on the internet, their broadcast file. Already, there have been two other attempts by folks in the broadcast industry to rescind this rule that, again, would only affect the largest of television stations, although the FCC's plan is to eventually have all radio and television stations put their paper broadcast files online in a digital form. The National Association of Broadcasters has filed a lawsuit against the FCC for this effort. And Republicans in Congress are trying to defund the effort. So far, that has succeeded in the House, not yet in the United States Senate. Of course, the House is the more conservative body in the United States government, and Broadcasting and Cable magazine, John Egerton, is reporting that the House will have an oversight hearing for the FCC on July 10th. Sources close to them say that House Energy and Commerce Committee has oversight over the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. The Senate had a similar hearing on May 16th, but the House hearing should be considerably more contentious. National Association for Amateur Radio reports that President Barack Obama will nominate Mignon Clyburn for a new term as one of the five FCC commissioners. She's been commissioner since 2009. Radio Inc. magazine has an interview with Consumer Electronics Association President Gary Shapiro, speaking about his congressional testimony last week on the future of audio, where Congress was told by a variety of industry spokespeople and one musician about how audio rules are affecting the music industry and transmission laws perhaps need to be updated for the 21st century. He talks about the future of radio and, more specifically, the future of cell phones and radio and a possibility of an FM chip. Broadcasters have been hoping to get an FM chip on cell phones and smartphones so that it would be easier to disseminate their broadcast. Here's a brief excerpt from Gary Shapiro's interview with Radio Inc. magazine.
I get the impression, or is it safe to say, that you're opposed to the FM chip in the cell phone?
If companies want to put the FM chip in by themselves, or if broadcasters want to pay them to put them in, that's fine. I'm a big free market advocate. I don't think that the government should be requiring that a smartphone be built a certain way. It just doesn't make any sense. You might as well require FM chips in pillows or lights or any device or shirts or anything. It just doesn't make sense, and there's really no justification for it.
Now, the broadcasters have said that they're not interested in a mandate. Are you buying that?
Well, I heard them say that last week. I know before then they had cut a deal with the RIA insisting to be a mandate. They'd petition the FCC for a mandate. They'd ask Congress for a mandate. So their actions are inconsistent. If this is a 180-degree switch, I wonder what I was doing testifying last week before a congressional hearing about it, as were they. And at the hearing, it was very clear many members of Congress were frustrated because they just didn't understand what broadcasters were actually asking for, because the products are available for sale. One member of Congress described the survey of consumers, and they asked about various features in the smartphone, and 0% of consumers responded and said they wanted a FM chip. So there's clearly a technology that's offered that consumers are not embracing. To me, the solution to that is if broadcasters really want to see FM and smartphones, they should use the enormous power of radio broadcasting to get consumers to ask for it.
All right, Thomas at swelling.com/blog reports the SWL blog reports that Vatican Radio will end its shortwave broadcast to Europe and the Americas on July 1st. There's been a succession of bad news with countries ending their shortwave broadcast. Canada recently has had major cutbacks at Radio Canada International. All right, you're listening to Turn on the News. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Road runner, road runner. Faster miles an hour. I'm gonna go by the Stop and Shop with the radio on. I'm in love with modern music. I'm in love with modern rock and roll. I'm in love with WFMU. I got the radio on. I'm like a roadrunner. I like to at WFMU so much better than I do at my home. I can listen to Gaylord Fields on Sunday afternoons. I can listen to Supra on Friday night. I'm like a roadrunner. I got the radio on. IBJ, yeah, I was hiding in the bushes next to Bill Kelly. The highway's my girlfriend, it goes by so quick. 7 seconds late, 7 seconds late. Feels like heaven, I say. Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with WFMU, and I'm gonna be out all night on my Roadrunner. And what do you say, guys?
Végén is tehát Bácsi a nekövi. Végén is tehát Bácsi a nekövi. Végén is tehát Bácsi a nekövi. Eva can I stab bats in a cave? We can stab bats, yeah, neck of Eva. Can I stab bats in a cave? We can stab bats, yeah, neck of Eva. Can I stab bats in a cave? Eva, can I stab bats in a cave? Eva, can I stab bats in a cave? We can stab bats, yeah, neck of it. Végén is tehát Bácsi a nekövi. Végén is tehát Bácsi a nekövi.
That was Gregory Whitehead with Eva Can I Stab Bats in a Cave, which if you spell backward you might figure out what was going on there. And before that we heard Yola Tenga with their version of Roadrunner for the WFMU Kickstarter drive for Freeform or Death, the movie about WFMU currently going on at Kickstarter.com. Next up, Kid Koala has a new album called 5-Bit Blues. It comes with its own turntable inside. This is the first track. The record drops in September.
Thank you. said about a man. Oh, they wonder how a little man could have so much soul.
You're listening to Turn on the News, a radio show about radio. That was Rick McNamara's remix of the Conet Project in a minute. For that, Kid Quella with 5-Bit Blues, a preview track from an album that comes out in September that includes a turntable inside. Next up, we're going to visit the Museum of Endangered Sounds. You can go to savethesounds.info and click on your favorite endangered sounds.
Oh, We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed from the phone you are using. Please read the instruction card or call your operator to help you.
This is Bernard Parmigiani with Pop Eclectic.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Turn on the News, 313.9's daily look at radio, a radio show about radio, radio news, radio art, sound art, media news, and more. Go to FREE103POINT9.org or newsroom.313.9.org to find out more about just what transmission art is and why there's a radio show about radio.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.